I just don't get. I think it started off as the ultimate comedy, as a wind-up. Oh, hang on, what's that? Oh, that, who's that mammy, that, Goliath looking? What's he all woolly?
Oh, is that Chewbacca? I think that's Chewbacca, I think.
Oh, Chewbacca. And then the wisest man in the world is this odd little thing. If you sort the end of your garden, you get a shotgun. But the ultimate thing is, oh, how's that, what? Who? Jar Jar Binks or Blinksy? No, come on. And I know the subject of Jar Jar Binks I can't say on air. Oh, that's very dark. I mean, oh, hang on.
Chris in Chingford, you're not agreeing with Johnny, are you?
Oh, no. No, not at all, Nick. I was 30 when it first came out.
Oh, my word.
And it was a big splash in the sun. They're 68.
Yes.
And it's an intergalactic soap opera. It just goes on and on.
Johnny, it's an inter... I find it difficult to keep a straight face here. It's an intergalactic soap opera, Johnny.
It's a what? Oh, no, please. Oh, let's have EastEnders in space, then. Or Coronation Street with Ken Barlow with his old magic wand, and he's used that often enough. But seriously, intergalactic... Oh, do you know what? I will go and see it and wire my jaw because I'd be in hysterics.
Chris?
Yeah, but the thing is, years ago, if that had been the case, either Sharples would have had a lightsaber, wouldn't she?
In the snug. I mean, God, it doesn't get... Look, I get it, it's a little kiddies film, but for us grown-ups, past a certain age, honestly, you've got to look at yourself in the mirror. Uh-oh. If you're over 40.
Chris, you're 68. It. Last word for you, Chris. You're 68. What would you say to Johnny? Because you are over 40.
I'm going to go and see it in the cinema. I'm not going to wait for it to come out on the blooming television. It is incredible.